May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.
Howdy, howdy. This is the Cosmic Cowboy with Cosmic Love for June 18th, 2022. And today I'll be discussing the compendium I just published on the recent full moon in Sagittarius. And as usual, I've added to it the last 4 days, thanks to many videos and articles contributed by readers. As regular listeners know, I've been curating recent news that you'll never see in the highly censored lamestream media, and these are videos and articles that provide conscious evolution tools and processes for our conscientious evolutionary ascent, the Great Awakening, they're calling it. So this is the big drama on the world stage today. Great light is exposing great darkness, and there's a tremor in the force, folks. And the latter part of the show, I'll be doing a deep dive into the crisis and as well as the solution. So, big problems, big solutions, but first a cosmic weather report. The last 2 weeks we've been experiencing some subtle but powerful transformative energies in the quantum field, which is the bioenergy terrain that resonates in your DNA and calibrates the holographic field between your ears. You know, DNA is the transceiver for the quantum source field, whereby we're in the universe and the universe is within us. DNA is, like I say, a transceiver. It's two-way. It receives and it transmits. So it's a communication with the field, the source field, the quantum field. So Yahshua, Jesus, had it right when he said, the kingdom of heaven is within you. As above, so below, as within, so with all. So this quantum field reality has been focused through different alignments of the sun, moon, Mercury, Venus, Mars, Jupiter, and Neptune, mostly in the deep space quadrants of Capricorn, Aquarius, Pisces, Aries, and Gemini, first two quadrants in the cosmic clock. This is more than I want to unpack right now, but suffice to say that Earth is being initiated with some profound cosmic coordinates for cooperative co-creation of the big show, the ordained global revolution in higher consciousness that will meet the challenge of authoritarian tyranny and governing bodies worldwide. So keep in mind, there are millions of starships cloaked around the Earth right now and watching the biggest show in the galaxy right now. So an entire civilization, you know, planetary civilization is about to come into a sufficient level of nonviolent unity to join the Galactic Federation of Sovereign Planets. It's my story, and I'm sticking to it. You know, we're not there yet, folks, but it's a celebration to look forward to. So in my message today, it's kind of a positive keynote. Take heart. Love wins in time. Love wins in good times. So if you're on a computer that can open another window, you can search HeartCom Network and scroll down to the archives that have today's compendium that I'll be discussing. The show notes in the podcast that will be out here in a few days will also have the links to create your own multimedia show, pausing the podcast to see videos or articles I refer to. Before I go into this love just in time message, let me preface that this discussion with some brilliant information that was just published on The Great Awakening. This is from a newsletter by Martin Geertz called The Future of Communications. Martin has been censored from numerous social media platforms on the internet because he's a brilliant truth teller. So to quote Martin, he's been censored on these, you know, different social media platforms for exposing these giant frauds that he calls meta-frauds. So to quote Martin from the article, quote, the Great Awakening is the transformation of our society so that these frauds are widely perceived, which is an experiential process we have to endure the exposure and collapse of these meta-fraud systems and institutions in order to overcome and transcend them. So this is the understanding of meta-fraud, you know, the big lie that is so big and so bold and so often told that people believe it. They believe the lie, you know, the meta-fraud. So systems of, this is the quote, Martin Gietz, you know, this one article he did. I've got several excerpts here. I want to go into it because it really is dealing with what's going on in the world right now that has a lot of people baffled. You know, we're talking about so much big, again, the big lies that are so big and so bold and so often told. It's like bizarro world. It's just like everything is backwards. So as Martin Gietz says, quote, systems of silent enslavement work better than those which require obvious fences and clanking chains. Meta-fraud is the mechanism by which these are established and scaled. Meta-frauds are successful because they are by construction hard to perceive. They're large and long-standing. Each one is like a new normal that excludes the idea of any rival system that has legitimacy. By their nature, they lead to totalitarian societies, be they communist, fascist, or transhumanist in nature. Health has been redefined by Big Pharma and Rockefeller Medical Schools, for example, as the successful suppression of symptoms. This meta-fraud puts sick care, quote-unquote sick care, not health care, but sick care, in opposition to the body's innate systems of immunity and healing, which provide no opportunity for profit. You know, if everyone's healthy, there's no sickness care. So whole departments under meta health care, disease care, sickness care, meta fraud, whole departments are based on this fraud, like oncology that ignores parasites and psychiatry that cannot offer objective tests for conditions. So we reach the absurd place where people who choose to rely on their body's proven self-protection, you know, their immune system, are vilified for declining dangerous genetic therapies from known criminals. The backstory on that is what I've been discussing and discussing for 2 years, you know, the radio show and my, you know, my blog. So Martin goes on to say that with COVID-19, the meta-fraud is to kill you in the name of your own health and well-being. A pure inversion, I call it inversion, subversion, and perversion of what is right and real. The simultaneous abuse of every available lever of power has exposed government as a genocidal form of meta-fraud. For example, the all-cause mortality rate is already up around 20% as a consequence of the jab. The jab. So victimless crime, a contradiction in terms, has become the legislative norm. If you can be imprisoned for growing a houseplant like cannabis, then you are not a free human. If your parliament, Martin Gietz is from, you know, British Isles, he's British, and we would say if your government claims to be sovereign, but the people have no choice of how they delegated their sovereignty, that claim to legitimacy is also a meta-fraud. The meta-fraud of a quote-unquote defense industry only defends the interests of the powerful without responsibilities to the weak. This is an inversion of the honor code of the warrior and is in opposition to real peace and security. The whole sham is protected by the meta-fraud of the media industry, which specializes in the fabrication of believable illusions, not the reporting of reality. Education is a meta-fraud where knowledge accumulation and indoctrination are lauded, while real wisdom and critical thinking are decried as deviant and hateful. It exists in opposition to actual learning, which is principally an autodidactic activity and done lifelong and across all topics, whether exoteric or esoteric. Teachers presently occupy privileged positions of power over their pupils rather than existing in support of them taking up their own power to direct learning. If you actually educated a child about their sovereignty, they might leave school and you would be fired as a teacher. The Great Awakening is the transformation of our society so that these frauds are widely perceived, which is an experiential process. We have to endure the exposure and collapse of these meta-fraud systems and institutions in order to overcome and transcend them. So what I just went through is pretty summed up in a quote by Chris Hedges, who is a famous war correspondent. And he got very cynical about the system. And this quote, he's been out there for years, where he says, quote, "We now live in a nation where doctors destroy health, lawyers destroy justice, universities destroy knowledge, the press destroys information, religion destroys morals, and banks destroy the economy." Yeah, so bottom line here, the eliminating meta-fraud, and this is again a quote, going back to a quote by Martin Gies. He says, "Eliminating meta-fraud is a paradoxical process, and that it involves the expression boiling the frog too fast. For example, the slow rebranding of red Marxism as green environmentalism, rebranding red Marxism as green environmentalism is derailed by suddenly increasing energy prices and the creation of shortages, which in turn people to question the official explanations being offered. The decline and fall of the empire of meta-fraudsters looks like a horrific end of established society. But actually, it is only the beginning of genuine civilization." So we're reminded, that Hitler was, quoted as saying, as well as ABC, CBS, NBC, CNN, that make a lie big. Make the lie big and bold. Make the lie big. Keep it simple. Keep saying it, and eventually they will believe it. That's Hitler's big lie. So Plato was known 2,000 years ago to say that those who are able to see beyond the shadows and lies of their culture will never be understood, let alone believed by the masses. And I think there's a great awakening going on where this is now happening. They're being understood and understood of what's really going on with the meta-fraud because of modern communications, which Plato couldn't see. We're seeing a mass awakening. So anyway, that's Martin Gies, and Martin is brilliant. So I'm going to go into this compendium today that I wanted to. Spent a lot of time on this, got some extraordinary resource material for this compendium. A lot of food for thought here to chew on, folks. I sometimes refer to these compendiums as a believe it or not, like Ripley's Believe It or Not. You think of it as Rudy's Believe It or Not. The Laugh It or Leave It legacy of the 2022 zeitgeist. Virtually a mad magazine for mature adults, what me worry? So there's something here for everyone, newbies, normies, and initiates with eyes wide open. So if you got eyes wide open, whether you're new to this show or new to this, to my compendiums, or whether you're a normie who, likes to think of the 3D matrix as the normal reality, or initiate, woken up to the, you're wide awake. All of you, if you have your eyes wide open, you'll find something here that's going to prick your conscience, wake you up, wise up and rise up to take heart and realize that love wins in good time, God's time. So remember, folks, the last stage before a systemic paradigm shift in civilization is typically chaos, as we see, as divisive dystopia and corrupt institutions self-destruct under the Great Awakening's influence of mass public uprising, you know, general enlightenment. I call it, refer to that as the wake up, wise up, and rise up, you know, general enlightenment process. So this is what now is occurring globally in the time-ordained heavenly cycle, of Aquarius, you know, the source field sector, that Earth in its 25,800-year precession of the equinoxes has entered the sector of Aquarius, where the energies are rarefied with the spirit energies of basically freedom and opportunity. Saint Germain and Portia are the hierarchs of Aquarian age. Those energies, they're conducive to the spirit of universal freedom, cosmic love, language of light and love, cosmic love, law, language. So this is the time when the first principles of cosmic love naturally matriculate the 3D matrix for internet upgrade with 5D core freedoms, fifth dimensional core freedoms. You know, there's an upgrade of our core, five core constitutional freedoms in a 5D sense. And I'll be going into that more. It's something I refer to a lot, understanding the shift from 3D to 5D in real time, 4D now. This is the dynamic that I've been massaging that message so that people have an understanding of the big shift of conscious evolution, revolution, revelations we're going through. So the new American revolution is now a global affair of great awakening to these first principles. And I reference back to the quote from Thomas Paine's Common Sense, where he said, quote, it is at all times necessary, and more particularly so during the progress of the revolution, and until right ideas confirm themselves by habit, that we frequently refresh our patriotism by reference to first principles. Again, Thomas Paine sparked the American Revolution as a citizen journalist who wrote Common Sense. So kind of the keynote here, a lot of what I'm going to be talking about is this understanding of first principles at the heart of the dynamic of the new American Revolution worldwide. So this is the revolution that's going mainstream worldwide. It's sometimes referred to as the big shift from downward descent, you know, dystopia, the AI matrix of transhuman cyborgs, to upward ascent, utopia, the 5D golden age teleconscience, telecare, telecommerce, the TLC, the 5D TLC frame of reference for a millennial Aquarian age. So clear vision of how this TLC works is something to celebrate this July 4th. Some people know what I'm talking about and are basically holding the immaculate concept for this vision of virtue and valor for the victory of the big shift from 3D to 5D in 4D time. Now, 0 point, spherical consciousness that's truly spiritual. That's the whole point of the 2022 Great Turnaround. That's the theme of the year, 2022 Great Turnaround. Now, I'm reading largely from the narrative. I'm going off script quite a bit, but basically this is the frame of reference, you know, the narrative that I'm bringing in these different articles and videos and framing them around the whole subject theme of the year, the 2022 Great Turnaround. I provide links throughout the content that I'm reading from the narrative that in the podcast, you can just go to the HeartCom Network. You could just go to HeartCom Network and pull up the most recent compendium and get to have an understanding of what's going on as I read through this in the podcast, again, you could pause it at any time. If you're listening to the podcast now in the future, you could just pause it and pull up the narrative and just read along with it and pause at any time where you want to watch a video or read an article by clicking on the links that are provided. Of course, these videos are embedded in the content, so you can customize your own multimedia show, as I'm going to explain here. So, again, this was originally published June 14th, which is, 4 days ago. During the full moon in Aquarius, this was like the time that I first published it, and the ripple effect has been different people, as they read it, they had other articles or videos that fit the theme. Some of them forwarded them on to me, and some of those were added to the original one. So I've edited this thing every day since June 14th. I've added videos, articles, edits, added things and for the syntax and spelling and different things to make it more clear. So as I say right at the beginning of this piece, the previous article was celebrating the New American Revolution, and the article was called A Wondrous Time to Be Alive. And again, some people that like to read the previous one before they read the current one, that's always an option. And as I say right up at the top of this one, skip to the bottom for a Holy Spirit message of universal love plus a meta message for our families. Now, meta message in this case, instead of meta fraud that Martin Gies was talking about, this is a message from Meta, the great cosmic being Meta, so some of you know is the daughter of Sana Kumara and Lady Master Venus. And this is the esoteric stuff. Some people that read my compendiums are into the Ascended Master teachings who are stepping through the veil, laying the foundation for the Golden Age. And this is esoteric. I do a mix of exoteric and esoteric stuff that's in the world that's being said, and stuff that's basically being channeled or dictated or streamed, heart streamed from higher octaves through the messenger, in this case, David Christopher Lewis. Some of you, again, are listening or into that. Some of you are not. I say skip to the bottom because most of you, most listeners are not into messages from the masters. But if you are, you can do that and listen to that first, or just listen to them and nothing at all, nothing else. Some people, that's what they do. Anyway, the keynote, frequency of heart coherence is what I'm saying at the very beginning of this presentation as I go into it. You can, in the narrative, you can actually, there's a video here that you can click on. That has the frequencies. It's called the 528 hertz positive transformation frequencies, and it's music, which is nice background music that you can listen to any time to get kind of centered and connected in your heart. Now, this frequency of heart coherence is actually the golden ratio algorithm of your heart rhythm when it's in the frequency of holy compassion and joy and love. And I mean, it's a universal frequency that's known throughout cosmos. It's kind of like in the fabric of space-time. It is like the glue. It is the harmonic that holds the fabric of the quantum field, in coherence. And you can't be mind congruent unless your heart coherent. So, for those who want to remain heart coherent and not go into fear, so to speak. While I do some pretty heavy expose stuff in the rest of this compendium, you can listen to this in the background. You can click on this video, and as I say, for optimal benefit from this compendium, listen to the music in the following video while doing the first read of the contents to survey the big picture for well-informed creation of your own custom multimedia show. So that's the idea. There's not many people that I know of that are doing a multimedia show presentations like this. And to get the most out of it, like I say, you can click on this video, and while it's playing, you can just read down and do an overview of the infographics, the articles, and of course, you know, there's the headlines, and then there's the sub-headlines, you know, with just a few lines that explain what it's about. And there's and you can basically take an overview by just reading down through the contents, taking inventory. Then you can go back and you can customize on your own, you know, your own multimedia show and which ones you want to listen to. So I'm going to take it from the top. And the first video, which has to do with what was going on this last week with the January 6th Commission show trial. Now, the show, I call it a show trial. What was really going on, it was all over the media this last week. What's really going on, folks, is a complete disintegration collapse of the economy. They're not focusing on that. The media is not focusing that. They want you to focus on a distraction because they don't want people to pull their money out of the bank and completely freak out that the stock market and the economy is collapsing. So we had a show trial this week, which was just basically bread and circuses for the masses. And there's a video called The Truth About January 6th. It's a mini documentary. It's about Jake Long and other individuals were involved with the real story of this, what happened on Capitol Hill. And the subheading here is that it was an orgy of satanic inversion, subversion, and perversion of the whole truth and nothing but the truth. God help us. I mean, what happened? It's such a complete travesty. Most people have no idea if all they watch is the lamestream media, you know, the mockingbird media, prostitute press, or prostitutes. So anyway, you can watch that video, and there's another article now following it that has some more videos in that article, and it's referred, and it's, the headline of that article is The Real Victims of the January 6th Capitol Event. This is from the New American magazine, which is now online. It's on June 12th. So this article goes on to explain that the masses who went to the Capitol to stand for freedom in the face of encroaching tyranny, they're the real victims. I mean, in reference to how the Democrats and big media prostitutes program the mass mind with what to think rather than how to think, you know, using social engineering with mind control tactics that used the Capitol protest to launch a war of lies, abuse, and terror against the ambushed victims. How they were ambushed, those who were led into the Capitol building and then ambushed. But also, you know, the real victims was an incredulous world watching this drama and realizing that it was, that the whole thing was a setup. So we're back to the old classic, you know, you create a problem, reaction, solution. The tyranny dialectic. Some people refer to it as the tyranny two-step. Two steps forward into tyranny and one step back, two steps forward, one step back. The tyranny dialectic. So the playbook never changes. The playbook never changes. This is an infographic. That's one of the funniest infographics I've ever seen. If you're following along, you're ready, you know what where I'm referring to. And the infographic, it says, first they weaponize fear against an invisible threat. Then they tell you that they're the only ones who have the special ability to see, measure, and extinguish that threat. Then they use your fear-infused mind to engineer outrage, push false narratives, and obfuscate the truth. And it works every time. So there's a picture here of a lady, elderly lady sitting in a easy chair watching TV and her mind being scrambled by, you know, the message. Anyway, the infographic, you have to see the picture to appreciate it, but that is kind of a thought form for understanding, you know, in a nutshell, how basically our minds are being scrambled through the mainstream media, the meta fraud of the media, sometimes referred to as the mainstream media. So when I referred to before, how they weaponized fear against an invisible threat, you could say, well, that was COVID. That was COVID-19. Invisible threat is virus. You know. And that they're the only ones who have the special ability to see the virus, measure and extinguish the virus. Then they use your fear-infused mind to engineer outrage, push false narratives, and obfuscate the truth. And it works every time. Yep, that's pretty much. And so the headline of this nice article is The Unspeakable COVID-19 Vaccine Massacre. Compared to non-COVID vaccines, there's an 8,000% increase in strokes, 44,000% increase in heart disease, 6,800% increase in deaths. And this is from just March 29th, Global Research article. And the subheadline is, the greatest threat to the national security of the U.S. today is our own government, with Wall Street billionaires and bankers funding Big Pharma, who seems to have federal government agencies in their pocket, including both political parties. So the infographic here is big bold letters that says, if science cannot be questioned and debate is denied, which is going on, you know, with all the censorship, if science cannot be questioned and debate is denied, if facts are withheld, it isn't science anymore, it's propaganda. There's a really funny cartoon here called Facts Don't Matter. And it's actually a show, one of these shows on TV, you know, where you have a panel and you have a master of ceremonies. The master of ceremonies is saying the background, again, of this show is called Facts Don't Matter. And the commentator is saying to the, the master of ceremonies is saying to the panel, sorry, Arthur, your answer was actually correct, but Paul shouted his opinion louder so he gets the point, you know, which is like cancel culture. And an extra bonus also goes to Sue, as she was offended by her answer. Again, you have to see this to really appreciate the humor, but this is what's going on in the media. It's just bizarre. It's backwards. It's crazy. If you're listening to mainstream media on a regular basis, you're probably suffering at least mild anxiety, if not abject neurosis. So I don't recommend a daily diet of mainstream media unless you want to be programmed subconsciously, sublingually, unconsciously or otherwise. So there's another article here, Meet Your New Biotech Overlords, How COVID Has Ushered in the Next Phase of Digital Control. This is a little bit change in subject, but this is a critical understanding for some people haven't got this yet, and it's important to understand. So this is from New Dawn Magazine. New Dawn Magazine, highly recommended for a lot of their expose articles. And this subheading here says that a few years ago, commentators argued that, quote, data is the new oil, a precious commodity that makes the world go round. Instead of wars for control over natural resources, as in Iraq, Libya, and Syria, the new battles will be fought across informational landscapes by tyrannical technopolies with intent to own and control our lives. Now, the following article, you know, as a segue from this theme, it's an article about the architect of the Great Reset, Klaus Schwab. Who is he really? The evil question mark architect of the Great Reset? Subheadline, this is by Sorel Amor and a lady who does a really good, a short but definitive exposure of Klaus Schwab's character and his World Economic Forum. For people that are new to this subject of Klaus Schwab, who he is, and the World Economic Forum, and how they're trying to run the show, folks. They're trying to run us into, again, digital control, the next phase of what they call the New World Order, but Klaus Schwab is called the Great Reset, and it's all about digital control. Data is the new oil, and they want data on you to own and control you, specifically social credit systems with digital currency, digital passports. I've been talking about that in numerous shows. It's important to understand, folks. Related to that is what's going on. When I say tech monopolies are taking over with intent to own and control your lives, there's an article here. The headline, this is from Technocracy News, and the headline is, Facebook was slapped with 8 lawsuits over algorithms that hook youth and ruin their lives. Subheadline here is that Facebook and Instagram have been hit with lawsuits claiming their programs are addictive, especially to young persons, and cause psychological and emotional harm that can last a lifetime. True. They've been called out on it. What I'm saying, it's about time. You know, 4D conscientious judgment, real time, with 5D compassionate love and action, the Holy Spirit of love and action, to transform, transcend, or truly reset the 3D matrix mania, stuck in negativity, S-I-N. It's the matrix mania. So we're doing a shift from 3D to 5D in 4D, in time, real time, 4D. So there, to take this point a little bit deeper, here's an article from Futurity from June the 13th, just 5 days ago. This is a video. Elon Musk just exposed Klaus Schwab and the World Economic Forum. It goes on to say that Elon Musk has faced many threats to humanity, but he could be in for his biggest challenge yet, which is the World Economic Forum and Klaus Schwab. So that's an interesting article that really gives another dimension on what's going on with the rebranded New World Order called the Great Reset by the World Economic Forum. This stuff, again, must be exposed for it to be transmuted and transcended, folks. This is the theme of this presentation today. Another exposure article. Now, this one's headlined, Liberals Turn on Trudeau as a Massive Majority Want Him to End COVID Mandates. It's from June 11th. According to an article in the Hill Times, multiple Liberal MPs, this is in Canada, have told the outlet that there's a massive majority of MPs who do not support Justin Trudeau's remaining COVID mandates. So there's a little cartoon of Trudeau, you know, with one of those leaf blower, you know, he's sucking up, you know, with like a big giant vacuum cleaner, the whole World Economic Forum. He's one of their world leaders. Young leaders of the World Economic Forum. He was trained by the World Economic Forum, and it shows him sucking up freedom in Canada with this infographic. Anyway, the byline of this infographic is, and this is an important article, I highly recommend it for those that had a chance to watch the video going into this. And the headline here is that the long march of socialism, communism, through the institutions. So this article, it's a video, goes into an article that looks at the radical ideologies which have arisen in institutions since the 1960s, based on ideas such as identity politics and cultural revolution, and how these are impacting the policies being implemented today in cities such as Seattle, San Francisco, and Chicago. By taking control of educational and cultural institutions, capturing and transforming schools, universities, churches, and the media, the consciousness of society has gradually been downsized over many decades. Moral degradation. Ascension out of that dystopia is our Aquarian destiny. Now, this is a video based on an article by Christopher Rufo called Laying Siege to the Institutions. It's from Imprimis. Magazine. There's about, I think, more than 5,000 or 5 million subscribers to this magazine. And David Christopher Lewis, he's reading an article in this video. And basically, you know, you can actually read it yourself. There's a link. But this Imprimis magazine is a free monthly speech digest of Hillsdale College, and is dedicated to educating citizens and promoting civil and religious liberty by covering cultural, economic, political, and educational issues. And this is an important one, highly recommended, if you want to watch that and understand what's being called the long march of socialism, communism, through the institutions, and now it is raising its ugly head. We're seeing basically, you know, a war, you know, psychological informational warfare in the media with this, all these meta frauds, you know, in misinformation, disinformation, warfare where people don't know what to think if they're listening to the lamestream media. And that's the case with a lot of people. Or as the, you know, as the old scripture goes, you know, they believe the lie and their damnation was jest. Well, the whole truth and nothing but the truth, you know, is the only salvation here, folks. And so expose the lie, expose the truth, you know, and let the chips fall where they may. That's my motto, and I'm sticking to it. So there's a study whereby the unvaccinated had lower hospitalizations and lower rates of severe disease. That was from June 9th, Technocracy News. This study shows further evidence that if the big pharma medical cartel had just left the world alone, the health of people around the world would have been a lot better off. Well, you could say that again. And there's a couple kind of cartoons here. This is Dilbert. There are a couple cartoons, you know, that you probably appreciate. I'm not going to go into them right here. Another article about the walking vax wounded. You know, I began the article up at the top of the the percentages of increase of those who have been wounded from vaccination over normal vaccinations, the increase in, what do they call it, all-cause mortality, not just all-cause mortality, but we're talking about the increase in strokes, the increase in heart disease, the increase in deaths, the unspeakable COVID-19 vaccine massacre. I mean, the thousands of percents of how much it has increased. So this is an article that you'll find interesting, that the technocracy's high-tech war is just as effective as rockets, bullets, and tanks. In other words, the object of war is to kill or maim as many people as possible by whatever means. But outright killing is often less efficient than wounding because more of the enemy's resources are consumed in caring for the wounded than burying dead bodies. That is how the pharmaceutical medical industrial complex makes a killing, indirectly causing disease, directly treating it. They profit from disease. There's no incentive for them to build health and prevent disease. That's not their business model. And as corporate law says, wherever profits are at stake, shareholders come before the public. So medical industrial complex is like the military industrial complex. Both are making a killing. You know, you create and manage wars, blow things up, you know, make more bombs and blow more things up, make more profit in the process. Well, they're blowing up. What's going on with the health of Americans being blown up right now? And a lot of people know that. I mean, it's shocking. It's sad. It's insane. But it's true. So what's going on here, yeah, it's evil. There's no question about it. And people are waking up to what the evil looks like, how it works. Klaus Schwab, his great narrative for the Great Reset, it's a great narrative for the global Borg. Now, if some of you are familiar with the Star Trek movie series on the Borg, Borg is like, it's what really Klaus Schwab, you know, think about it. What he's saying is you'll own nothing. Klaus Schwab says you'll own nothing, but and he said you'll be happy, but you won't be happy. Instead, you'll be assimilated into Dr. Evil's, you know, Klaus Schwab's version of the Borg, you know, whereby injected nanoparticles replicate and combine to hack your DNA, connecting to the AI cloud to make you a docile servant, you know, a transhuman cyborg that is remote controlled by the technocratic master race. Now, that's a mouthful. those who have followed, you know, the sci-fi story and the Borg, you know what I'm talking about. And some of you can understand that these vaccines have nanoparticles in them that replicate, they replicate and combine to hack your DNA so they can connect to the AI cloud, because the transceiver that connects to the DNA transceiver to connect to the cloud to make you basically a cyborg. And what the whole understanding there is, some people can handle this explanation. Some people, it's just, this is too far out. So, yeah. You can run with that, read that article if you want from Technocracy News. This is all the way back in February 13th. But some interesting stuff if you're interested in this kind of stuff. So next article, it's actually a video from the Dark Journalist. The Dark Journalist, this guy goes deep. It's a video podcast called Dark Journalist. And this one's called War for the Future. And he deals with dark subject that, again, it's stuff that, not covered in the mainstream media, and he's introduced even Catherine Austin Fitz, who's brilliant on the economics. So there's part of this video, and I took this excerpt out of it, where Catherine Austin Fitz is saying, quote, if you're poisoning the population and destroying productivity, nothing is going to work. And my response to that is, nothing except public subservience to government solutions that compound the crisis until... finally, eventually, enough good people wake up, wise up, and rise up to claim the victory of united sovereigns of Earth and finally turn things around. So this is a global affair. We're at war for sovereignty. And if you don't think this war determines whether we are free or slave, then either you haven't been paying attention or just don't want to go there. You know, the responsibility and accountability heart of personal planetary sovereignty. The sovereignty issue, personal and planetary. So the urgency now is rather self-evident. If you've been paying attention with pure attention for, you know, with love's retention for conscious ascension in the fifth dimension of full spectrum comprehension, we're at an urgent time. Now, this is urgent as referenced in the video, this interview with Catherine Austin Fitz, where she, and again, Catherine Austin Fitz, this video refers to, you know, she was assistant HUD secretary, and she was with Wall Street Dillon Reed and Company and partner. And she returned to the Dark Journalist show, had been on there before, and revealed how the central bankers in the deep state have implemented worldwide surveillance and transaction tracking infrastructure to harvest humanity physically, financially, and spiritually. Catherine sees this as a time to choose between freedom and tyranny, and suggests we have a limited window to restore the U.S. Constitution and rule of law. Now, I made that bold for emphasis, that we have a limited window to restore the U.S. Constitution and rule of law. This is the urgency of the hour I was referring to. Now, speaking of urgency, the following video is by Greg Reese, who does brilliant short videos. This one's got about 4.5 minutes long. It's must watch. And he explains that there's a method to the madness, folks, regarding these mass school shootings. There's a pattern. He exposes the pattern. He exposes who's behind them. And it's blow your mind. So keep an open mind as you read this. Again, this is the true evil behind America's mass school shootings. It's a short video by Greg Reese. Don't have time to play it. You can watch it on your own if you're interested. Some people, that might be the only video they're interested in watching in this compendium, because it's going to explain what's behind the mass school shootings. Some of you already know, but this really nails it. Believe it or not, everything's being weaponized for authoritarian remote control, the cyborg transhuman agenda. This is another article. The U.S. government is waging psychological warfare against Americans. And again, the title is Everything is Being Weaponized for Authoritarian Remote Control. Digital signatures, digital currency, social credit system, total remote control by the AI techno lords. So, keep your sense of humor. There's a funny, really funny Awaken with JP video. We're here to brainwash you. It's called from June 9th, just a few days ago, Waking with JP. Tonight's top stories are Biden's anti-gun speech, Pride Month, more stuff on why you should have no right to gun rights, and what has the rage mob raging surprisingly hard about, even for them. So I finish up on this this compendium. As I said at the top, you can skip to the bottom for inspirational videos. Two videos here, both of them are very powerful. Some people I know, pretty much all they watch is these inspirational videos because they don't want to wade through all the dark side, deep state stuff because they don't want to resonate at that level. They just want to keep a high vibration. It's all good. You know, the man of God sees God in all man. He wants to hold the immaculate concept of pure intention that focuses attention with love's retention for conscious ascension of the fifth dimension, the full spectrum comprehension, unit of 5D, spiritual consciousness that's truly spiritual. So there's two messages here, two videos. One is a Pentecost message by way of the Mahachawan. Mahachawan is the representative of the Holy Spirit. He comes with the 2022 Pentecost message, releases the sacred fire and holy breath of God into our midst. Pentecost is an opportunity to experience the culmination of the fire of resurrection and ascension with the light of the Holy Spirit burning brightly within the self. So I love that message from the Mahachawan. I have a strong testimonial for David Christopher Lewis. I've interviewed him over many years. I've known him for about 30 years. I've interviewed him on my radio show numerous times. I've investigated, checked out his organization. I believe he's the real deal, you know. And again, don't believe me. Don't believe David. Listen to these messages. And if the spirit speaks to your higher consciousness, take that as your guide. That's my motto. I think Buddha, that was his quote. You know, don't believe me. Don't believe your teacher, your priest, whoever, but, you know, measured in your higher conscience, and if it has that ring of truth to it, take it as your guide. So, and the other video to finish up with, the presentation today, is a very inspirational spiritual message from Metta. Again, Metta is a great cosmic being, the daughter of Sonika Mara, Lady Master Venus. She comes to imprint the energy of godly love in the hearts of grandparents, parents, and children. She says, this is the solution to all problems that we perceive in our world. This is God's love and light within us that we can assimilate and shine as part of the solution to these problems. One of the greatest roles, of a parent is to help their children retain within them the innate light of God in which they were created. Meta issues a warning that everything a child is exposed to influences their consciousness, and parents must be careful what they allow their children to experience, especially in the entertainment and music world, as well as the educational field. So those who have read this far, you get a bonus report, Nature's Ultimate Superfood, you decide. And folks, that pretty much sums it up for today. I want to thank everyone for listening. This is an amazing time to be alive. Hopefully you've heard something today that sparks your conscience and awakens your part in a global revolution in higher consciousness that is accelerating with Aquarian spring through the 2020s. So keep the faith, see the good, make it so. Happy trails to you until we meet again. Bye for now.
May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.